The alleged murder in Forbes. It just keeps happening and happening and happening. Look, I know you're probably sick of me saying it, and I'm probably sick of saying it myself. But in the 34 years I've been doing this type of morning program, absolutely nothing has changed. And as I keep saying, this is the part where you're probably sick of me saying it, we can wear all the white ribbons we want, but until there's a societal change in the way the judicial officers and others deal with men who are violent towards women, we'll have what we're dealing with again this week. There'll be more like this poor young woman, Molly Ticehurst, with a trail of hurt and disgust at the way she was deserted by the judicial system. And today we go through other young women. Other young women. Danielle Finley-Jones, killed by Ashley Gaddy, Cranbrook 2022, on bail for charges of sexually touching, assaulting other women. Catherine Sofranco, allegedly killed by her own son, Troy, a day after a grant of bail over another alleged attack on her. July last year, Jusen Rakic, released on bail, allegedly killed his ex-wife Christine Rakic in Rudy Hill. He remains before the courts charged with murder. March 25, 2022, Newcastle Mackenzie Anderson, stabbed to death allegedly by ex-partner Tyrone Thompson, who had been recently released on bail. He's pleaded not guilty. And now Daniel Billings before the courts, having been released on a Saturday by a registrar in Dubbo, despite facing the most serious of charges, repeated sexual assault of the same young woman he allegedly killed. Now, we can keep talking about it, as I've done on this particular place, and the people from the White Ribbon, as well intended as they are, want people to wear the white ribbons to stop the violence against women, but it won't stop until we lock these people up. I mean, it's just simple. Lock them up. And yesterday it was the Prime Minister who said things about men talking to their sons or their boys about the treatment of women. Well, I'm sure most fathers, the vast majority of fathers, talk to their children about a whole range of things, including the treatment of women. But at the end of the day, they can't do what they've done, these men, allegedly in some cases, if they're refused bail. Max says to me from Glen Haven, I find the comments of Mr Albanese and Katie Gallagher in relation to the latest domestic violence death absolutely appalling. More needs to be done. Men need to speak to boys. Do these people live in a parallel universe? Have they not heard of Hannah Clark and her children, hundreds of women that have suffered domestic abuse or died since that particular incident? These two people have the ear of the highest lawmakers in the land, and yet nothing happens. Well, there's a reason for that rhetoric. The judiciary is basically untouchable. Now, unlike the rest of the working population, in New South Wales, other states and territories, they have a lifetime tenure. They're there. And it doesn't matter whether they're good, bad, and there are plenty of good local court magistrates, district court judges, Supreme Court judges, Court of Appeal judges, the best we have. But there's, I mean, if I name the ones who are bad, I'll be in the defamation courts for daring to impugn the integrity of a judicial officer. I mean, I've got a list here as long as my arm of the bad ones. I've got a list of the good ones as well. And while I sing the praises of the good ones, I dare not say a word. Otherwise, I get served almost immediately with papers requiring me to attend court for defamation of these people. So they have a lifetime tenure. Both houses of Parliament in New South Wales have to vote to remove them. In over 40 years of watching all of this, I think there's been one removed via that process. Some have resigned or retired, but in terms of the government actually intervening and saying, look, you're not up to the job, or you have some issues that you shouldn't be on the bench, one has been removed in all that time. Others have gone for their own reasons. And make no mistake, releasing men on bail who are charged with violence against women has nothing to do with gender. In the case of the terrorist man Monas, before he killed those two wonderful people in the Lindt Cafe siege. Two female magistrates released him back into the community. What was he facing? Rape charges. And a district court judge of the male variety released him as well. In the case of the man charged over Molly's murder, Daniel Billings, it wasn't a judicial officer, but rather a registrar. And I went into chapter and verse about what a registrar is yesterday. It's a person who basically is a public servant within the judicial system that organises court dates, makes sure the court runs properly. But when they can't find a magistrate, they are empowered to make decisions on either refusing or giving bail. Now, in many cases, when I sit here on a Monday after there's been one of these serious matters before a registrar, sometimes in metropolitan area, mainly in the bush, the registrar says, well, hang on, you know, I'm going to err on the side of caution. I'm going to put this before a magistrate on Monday. I'm going to refuse bail. But more often than not, they give bail. More often than not, they give bail. Now, the registrar who gave bail to this bloke, Daniel Billings, on that Saturday, was a female. A female. She's presented with a case where police vehemently oppose bail, and she releases bail. Him on bail. A female. A female registrar. You'd think there'd be some empathy there. You know, it's not about, oh, blokes don't empathise with women. You know, they think the women make all this stuff up. It's a woman, a registrar who gave him bail. Now, I told you yesterday the Commissioner's Office referred me to a matter that hasn't been mentioned by anyone other than me in the media. It's an allegation, untested yet, that they told me Daniel Billings went back to Forbes on Thursday of last week. Now, I'm trying to find as best I can the information relating to him being there, but I can tell you this, that last Thursday, Magistrate Thomas at the Parks Local Court had a hearing. Daniel Billings, the accused, the prosecutor was Sergeant Rayner from the New South Wales Police. The actual offences that were mentioned in court last Thursday, not the 6th of April, 18th of April, the brief status committal on the date, there'll be a committal on the 20th of June over these charges, not the murder charges. It lasted 5 minutes. Bail to continue. The bail to continue was unopposed by the police prosecutor. The offences in front of me: stalk, intimidate, intend, fear, physical harm, domestic violence. Sequence 2, actual offence: stalk, intimidate, intend, fear, physical harm. Sequence 3, exactly the same. Sequence 4, the same. Sequence 5, actual offence: sexual intercourse without consent. Sequence 6, actual offence: sexual intercourse without consent. Sequence 7, actual offence: destroy damaging property. Sequence 8, actual offence: destroy or damage property. Actual offence, sequence 10. Commit an act of aggravated cruelty on an animal. That apparently is one of her little dachshunds. So then there was an application for an apprehended domestic violence order by a senior constable against Daniel Billings. The interim apprehended domestic violence order was made for the protection of a woman unnamed, MT. And someone, ND, well, we know who MT is, the young woman murdered, allegedly. The defendant must not do any of the following to MT or ND or anyone they have a domestic relationship with: assault or threaten them, stalk, harass or intimidate them, intentionally or recklessly destroy or damage any property or harm any animal belonging to those people. The defendant must not approach MT or ND or contact them in any way unless the contact is through a lawyer. The defendant must not try to find MT or ND except as ordered by a court. Orders: the defendant must not go within 1,000 metres of any place where MT, ND live, any place where they work, or any other place listed. So that's on Thursday. The alleged murder happens on Monday. And we're having this discussion today about, you know, Chris Minns says, Oh, I'm talking to the Attorney General. You may as well talk to the door. Known universally as Michael Bailey, the Attorney General. Not Michael Daly, Michael Bailey. You'll have no luck with him because he's a complete imbecile. No luck at all. No luck whatsoever. And all of a sudden, you see, they wring their hands, the politicians, and say, oh, this is outrageous. You know, the Prime Minister waxing lyrical. Men have got to talk to their sons about violence against women. You know, Chris Minns says, I feel for the family. I feel for everyone. This is dreadful. It's terrible. Well, what have you ever done about it? Not just you, Chris, any of you. What have you done about it? You've done bugger all about it. And as a result, another young woman is dead because you've done nothing about it. You sit there and wax lyrical and wank on about what you're going to do. Do you do anything? No. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a meeting with that dolt Attorney General. You'd simply say, yesterday, I'll tell you what's going to change, the bail laws tomorrow. And I'm going to get hold of Mark Speakman, the opposition leader. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to change them. I'm not going to have another woman dead on my watch at the hands of a person before the courts. That's what you should be saying. That's leadership. Not, oh, I think we'll have a committee meeting and we'll talk to the Attorney General about it and see what he thinks. I'll tell you what he thinks. Nothing. Because there's a vacuum from one side of his head to the other, between his ears. It's vacuous. And if I sound angry, I am. Because I've sat in this chair for the last 24 years here, and before that, filling in for Lawsy, in the same capacity, saying the same bloody thing, and nothing ever happens. And woman after woman after woman is murdered because the government are too gutless to either offer a mandatory minimum to these people or do something about the bail laws. And they say, oh, separation of powers, we can't interfere in justice. They're there forever. I bet the registrar's there today making decisions in Dubbo. I mean, fair dinkum. If anyone performed their duties, be it a copper, a fireman, a paramedic, a broadcaster, in the way these people perform their duties, they get the bullet within 24 hours. But the judicial officers, they stay there forever. They stay there forever. And the best that Chris Minns can do today is says, oh, we're going to have a meeting about this. We're going to talk. I'm terribly sorry for the family. Sorry for the family. See the father on A Current Affair last night? His baby girl, his daughter. Doesn't matter if she's 28 or she's 12. It's his baby girl dead. Because you bastards do nothing. Useless bastards. Maybe one day, just maybe one day, we'll have a politician with a set that'll do something about it and stand up for the women out there that have been murdered and no doubt into the future will be murdered. It's reprehensible. Reprehensible. And make no mistake, I'll be gone in a couple of years. And whoever replaces me down the track will be talking about the same thing because there's not one politician in this part of the world with the bottle to stand up and do something about it. They wax lyrical coming into power and they get there and they sit their asses and do absolutely nothing.